Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Kickoff decisions has begun. I am Gable Brenson. I'm on the grid, Sirius XM channel 159. Let's do this thing. It's Shohei Ohtani's world. We're just betting in it right now as he does it again last night. It's one of these situations now where you can't look away whenever he comes up to bat. Cam Stewart in the house with us right now. And Cam, I've missed his last two home runs. I was watching the game on Sunday night, and I looked away for like just a second, and he hit the home run. And last night, similar situation, 3-1 in the baseball game. I know Ohtani's coming up. I see him step into the box. I'm doing the show. Yep. I'm looking forward at the camera. Then I look up. I'm like, oh, my God, he hit a home run again. And I was like, damn, he's like Mike Tyson in his prime. You can't look away because that's when it's going to happen. You just have to stay focused for like the 60 seconds because then, boom, he strikes like he did last night. This guy's unbelievable. And now he's not only on pace, he's ahead of what Aaron Judge's pace. He surpassed Aaron Judge's pace last night for 62 home runs. You think about the hype that Aaron Judge got last year for this home run chase, and then you consider that you're talking about a dude that's doing this and he actually pitches at the same time as well.
That's the thing. Hey, Judge, get out there on the mound and show me what you got. That's the thing, Gabe. Like, it's crazy what we're witnessing.
And that's why, like, if you're Ohtani, you would have to say, like, if I'm Ohtani's agent, I'd be like, so look, Aaron Judge got this for hitting that many home runs.
Yes.
And I'd say, and this pitcher got this much money for throwing this many strikeouts. Mm-hmm. And let's combine the two here and see what you come up with.
Yes.
Like $40, $50 million, clearly, it's just not reasonable. And it's funny because most of the time with pro athletes, most of the time people will make an argument that they're not worth the money that they're getting paid. That it's like, wow, you know, man, he makes too much or nobody deserves that much money. When it comes to Ohtani, it's actually like it's not enough. Like whatever somebody offers, it won't be enough. So I'm curious to see how much they try to lowball him. And reading stories about the GMs, they're all saying, well, you know, he'll be the first $500 million guy. And I'm thinking, if he's the first $500 million guy, keep dreaming. If you think it's going to be for 10 years, I'd be like, yeah, sure. I'll be your $500 million guy for 7 years.
Exactly. The thing is,
like, don't take like 500 for 10. Yes. I'd be like, yeah, sure. If they do 500, I'd be like, listen, I'd say, okay, $500 million for 6 years. Take it or leave it.
No, I'm with you, Moretti. And think about this. Imagine Ohtani's a stock every night, like, there's no dips, just up, 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 pitching, amazing, hitting,
it
amazing.
Keeps getting better.
Everything's
that's
like,
the thing.
That's the thing. Like, you guys could have talked about 600, 700 million. Well, I know we talked about the billion-dollar contract, but it's going to get closer to that number than 500 million, which is a joke. And I agree with
you
100%.
If you're the Angels, yeah, I've said it before, Cam. I think he's worth $75 million a year. They're not going to pay him that because there won't be that many teams bidding that have that type of money. Mm-hmm. But I'm hearing the Dodgers are preparing a $650 million type of deal in that range, not to insult them.
Yeah.
10 years, 650, that's $65 million. That's by far the biggest contract ever. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci, and yes, I'm like everybody else. I'm fascinated by Shohei Ohtani. And Donnie Wrightside will step up and in. Donnie will be proud of me. As I said last night, I said, why overthink this? I said, the Angels have hit home runs in 15 consecutive games. Severino was on the hill, and Ohtani is smoking hot. So why wouldn't I take Ohtani to hit a home run? And it was a nice bonus. It was a nice late bonus for me because I had Ohtani to hit the home run, and I had the Angels to win the game.
Yep.
So it was like a double score. All the talk about Ohtani getting traded, I never really thought he was going to get traded in the first place to begin with. But now if you're the Angels, this home run derby and this home run chase that he's on here right now suddenly changes everything. And you can honestly, like, you hang on to him, you're going to begin to sell out. You already average nearly 35,000 fans a game anyways. Like, mm-hmm. the Angels' attendance is very good. So they're going to make so much money, Cam, selling tickets down, like, over the next couple of months with Ohtani. They can justify not trading him. They could actually say, you know what? Yeah, we lost Ohtani, but we actually just made like $112 million extra selling his jersey, selling tickets, selling parking, selling all this stuff. We mm-hmm. lost him. Now we take this money and we throw it, you know, we build our team up because you can't trade him now. People are already going to be mad if you trade him. Now you can't trade him as this guy. He's going to do it, bro. He's going to break Aaron Judge's record, Cam. He's going to do it. So you trade him. Not only are you trading one of the greatest players of all time, you're also trading one of the greatest players of all time in the middle of one of the biggest home run streaks of all time, which you just can't do.
I almost say this is crazy. The Angels don't deserve him. You think it's just, you know what I mean? Go to the Dodgers, well, somebody else. Like, it's,
they do, Cam, because they had faith before anyone else did.
Yeah.
And they paid him first. They paid the most. He was a free agent.
Well,
they were the ones that said, you know what? We believe in this guy.
Yeah. No, good call by you. I'm just saying, now, though, that ship has sailed. Dodgers, he's going to end up as on the LA Dodgers. You know it. It writes itself.
Well, Marino should be careful about talking about the Dodgers so much. The Dodgers are going to get you, bro, somehow.
Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Game Time Decision continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. Countdown to tip-off continues. The TBT starts on Wednesday afternoon. There's two games Wednesday afternoon before we start the show. Tomorrow, so we'll get into those two games a little bit later on. We've got WNBA action tonight. The Women's World Cup of Soccer begins in the overnight hours tomorrow night in the middle of the night in New Zealand. And it's mostly in prime time and like West Coast prime time and like late night, the Women's World Cup. Donnie Wrightside's already set his schedule aside for this. Donnie set his alarms, his sleep pattern. He's ready to go.
You think he's going to deal with the Women's World Cup of Soccer? He didn't even deal with the freaking baseball, the global baseball Donnie's tournament.
Best bet, Cam, money line. Money line over Vietnam Friday night. Send it to the cleaners, sir. Baby.
Yeah.
It really is the biggest. It's one of the biggest money lines I've ever seen for a sporting event, Donnie. You know what the money line is, guys, as it is right now? 250-1.
Yeah. Yeah, something ridiculous. God.
That's the money line. You have to bet $250, Cam, to win $1. So $1,000 bet wins you $4. It's not even pizza money, Donnie. It's a pizza slice. You can go to Two Brothers in New York and get like two slices and a Coke for $5, I guess, now.
Did you see the goal score props there? I think like Alex Morgan's like minus 800 to score a goal, minus 800. If you parlay Rapinoe and also Morgan to each score two goals, it's plus 118. Think about that.
That's brutal.
He's ready to go.
Oh, yeah, I am ready. I told. Look at that surprise you came, didn't I? Mm. Yeah.
They're minus six, Donnie. Minus six. Against
it's unbelievable.
How about Vietnam? Yeah. Big Vietnam plus the six. Nice to five nothing loss. No.
The U.S. girls are like very nice girls, and they're, you know what I mean, they're into equality and stuff, but they're killers on the pitch, bro. Mm. You know what, Cam? The best equation is they're like the women's team Canada hockey team.
Yeah.
They don't let up in these opening round games. Mm-hmm. They figure we work so hard. There's goal differential. We have to set a tone. They don't let up. And so much so, guys. And in fact, they beat Thailand 13-0 in the opening game in last year's World Cup.
You want to score a World Cup goal too, Gabe, right? Like, they don't care.
They're going to get to 10.
Score was. Yeah.
They'll ease up at 10.
They probably will.
At 10, it'll be like, all right, let's take it easy. Because they know other teams. Dude, Vietnam are bad. Like, Vietnam are bad. Like, they're going to get, like, crushed against everybody. So, like, the U.S. knows this. So, like, USA, Cam, winning 4-0 against Vietnam, they're not going to be happy. That's where the coach will rip them after. What the hell is wrong with you? Like, we just, like, we should have been up 4-0 at the half, which they will be, by the way. Which they will be. They're going to ambush them early, guys. Late a 3.5 in the first half. They're going to be up like 5-0 after the first half. Probably end up like 9-0 or something like that. I'm going to comfortably lay the six goals. Donnie's ready to go. But really one thing, Donnie's ready to go, but he ain't going to be watching it. Donnie ain't staying up.
Friday night, yeah, it's past my bedtime, even on a Friday night.
Yeah, Friday's all right, yeah. You ain't staying up for like, you know.
That's
serious.
Your cigar and scotch time, Donnie, and call it a night. See ya. Patio booze. I know
you're saying there's something to bet on. Yeah. And the good thing is there's always going to be games on and it's going to be going on for the next month or so. Just for the record, the U.S. women, they should win this tournament. England are freaking dangerous and Spain are really dangerous. And people are sleeping on Canada at 35-1. Like, Canada gets zero respect in the women's soccer market. True. But they're going to be in the mix. But the U.S. are just a dominant force. And no men's or women's team has ever won three World Cups in a row before. Mm. So the U.S. Women are gunning for history here. So speaking of history, Donnie, Ohtani, I think he gets there. Mm. I think he's going to hit, probably end up with like 65 home runs. This guy's unbelievable. He sees Aaron Judge, you know, it's you can't even make this stuff up anymore. From the World Baseball Classic to him closing the game out, to like Aaron Judge, this record that stood forever, and Ohtani just comes along. And, oh, you know what? Maybe I'll just break this record this year now. And then maybe next year he'll have like 400 strikeouts or something. I get the feeling like every year you're just going to have do something new and crazy.
Yeah, one of the best seasons we ever saw. By the way, I think it's interesting. If he stays with L.A. for the remaining parts of the season, they move him to number one, and their only priority is getting him to hit like 65 home runs. I don't know if he gets it if he gets traded to a new team, though. If he stays with L.A., that's it. He's just going to be swinging for the fence there the entire time. But it'll be interesting to see if he gets traded and can still get that number.
That's a good point, and I was wondering about that, too, for betting purposes, if you're going to get in on this. And the point is, Cam, will people pitch to him? If he's if he's on the Angels, bro, and you're playing against the Oakland Athletics, they have zero reason to not pitch to him.
Well, yeah, exactly.
We're just intentionally walking. For what? We're 60 games under 500.
Exactly.
Guys. Pitch,
throw them the damn ball.
All right? Throw the ball. Let's just say hypothetically, he gets traded to
the
Phillies or something.
Right?
Yeah. Suddenly the Braves are going to be like, I'm not pitching to Ohtani. right? No. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if he's pitching, if he's playing on a real team, Donnie, suddenly you're not going to pitch with him. We saw it, you know, the Yankees last night. They didn't, then they did, and then they paid the price for it. But I don't think he
gets you're not going to be selfish. Yeah, Otani won't be selfish either on a new team. He's not just saying, okay, my only goal here in the three hole is to swing for the fences. If there's a guy on first base, you move him over. You know how it gets, Gabe, late in the season. Wins matter when you're playing for playoffs, but when you're not, and the Angels will go, hey, look, don't care. You're going to get the most at-bats we could possibly get you. Swing from your heels. Let's go have some fun, see if you can break it.
And you see, I don't know if you heard what I said earlier, Donnie. Like, you know, this whole trading thing, I don't think they really wanted to do it. You're never going to get enough back in return. The your fan base is just, it's a tough sell, even though you probably should do it. But with all that being stated, if he's going for this home run record, dude, you see the enthusiasm in the park last night, Donnie. You see, like, they don't care, like, about the wild card or anything like this. They're just watching, like, one of the greatest baseball players ever. They'll make so much money over the next couple of months through ticket sales, jersey sales, like merchandise sales at the park, which they don't split. Major League Baseball teams and pro sports teams split merchandise sales that is sold online. Like, you go to Fanatics and you buy a Phillies or Dodgers jersey, everybody's getting a cut of that in the league. You buy a piece of merchandise from the stadium, that's the team's money. And they can print the Otani's an Angel until he's not, Donnie. You hear what I'm saying? If I'm the Angels, I'm printing as many freaking Otani jerseys. I got like a factory in China right now. I'm like, man.
That's right. Just Otani. Nobody else. And let's go. More.
You forget about baseball insiders, Cam. You want to find out if he's getting traded or not? Speak to like the manufacturers in Asia. Like, they've already been told he ain't getting traded.
If Otani's on sale jerseys, right now, watch out.
You make more jerseys. Was it rocket size last year when Derek Carr and Waller jerseys were 25% off at Raiders games? Like,
exactly.
The last couple of days. It's like, wow, you guys really aren't hiding this, are you? But my point was, Donnie, they can make so much money, like probably $100, $150 million type of money. Lose Otani, you just made $100, $150 million. You can go out and sign new players if you wanted to. You see what I'm saying? You can't trade.
I think they need to hit the reset, though. Like, if I'm the management, so I want to do my fans right. Like, Otani, Trout, and Rendon are all gone. All three of them.
I agree.
He moved at the deadline.
We all know that's where he's supposed to end up, in your Phillies. He's from Philly.
We all agree.
He's spurned us once already.
Right, Donnie? It's like demolition. Smash it all up and build it up again.
Exactly.
Like,
axe and smash.
Smash it. It's time for a change.
All right, so speaking of which, what was the final word? Is Harper going to have a glove in his hand tonight for the first time forever? Or did they nix this idea? Yeah. They nixed it, huh?
No, they nixed it again. This has been like the worst kept secret in Philadelphia Phillies history here of how long it's taking Bryce Harper. Now, granted, he's actually healed very well. But we've been here for 2 months now. He's throwing. It's at 90 feet. Could this be the weekend? It's like a rocket scientist here in Philadelphia. I don't know when he's going to be, but it doesn't look like in the series today.
Yeah, there was just talk about him playing defense for the first time. One thing I do know, though, he's 19 for 47 against Julio Teheran with 9 home runs and 21 RBIs.
Man,
so I don't care where he plays. Yeah, I've got a piece of I've got a same game parlay. Phillies to win, Bryce Harper over 1.5 total bases. Let's hit this some more on the other
side. Sign me up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You know, sometimes being stupid works out for you. And I told a story yesterday. I laid 28.5 points in a tournament I know nothing about. I don't know anything. It's under 19 women's World Cup of basketball. Saw Canada was playing Egypt. They were laying 28.5 points. And I figured, you know what? They'll just murder Egypt. And then I decided, you know, I'm going to lay the 15.5 in the first half as well. Then I spent about 20 minutes searching for a stream for a game that was actually today. I bet this yesterday. So then today I think, oh, it's at 5:45 today. So I tune in at about right 15 minutes before we start the show. I'm like, all right, this basketball game's finally going to start. I have money on both, you know, side and total. I don't see it. whatever. I guess it was like at 5:45 this morning or something. I don't know. Either way, all I know is I won both bets. So I don't even know what the final score was, but I know that Canada covered because I got paid for that, and I know that they won the first half. I got paid for that. Donnie Wrightside with us and really surprised us with the Vietnam-USA knowledge. Yeah. Great stuff, dropping goal prompts. You ready for Messi's debut on Friday, Donnie?
Big time,
minus 138 to score a goal in his debut. Ooh. Yes or no? Does Messi score a goal on Friday
now,
night?
Is it all the, are we talking like propaganda-wise where it's good for the MLS if he scores a goal and that's good for everybody so they let him score a goal here? That's what we got to worry about in this one.
No, no, no. It's a league game. It's a tourney game against a team from Mexico. And in fact, not only are they not going to want to let him score, they might just go after him.
That's right. Take his legs
they
out.
They just think, oh, yeah. They might think, oh, Messi's big debut, huh? First game. Okay. Yeah, let's see how this goes, guys.
I can see Mexico going, let's injure him. Cleats up.
Man. Mexican players are already pretty chippy as it is, bro.
They are.
Like, they're not going to just be like, oh, that's Messi. Be nice.
No, they're not going to roll over for Messi. Are you nuts? No, that's not happening. No.
I don't think he'll score, actually, personally. I would say
I kind of agree with you. I'm going to say no as well.
In fact, if I can get it, if it's a yes-no situation, let me just quickly do this as let's get into baseball.
No will be plus.
Yeah, I don't think he will, to be honest. Okay, so
what do you worry about is a penalty shot in that spot, right?
Where if that's a concern. Cheesy ball in the
spot. Yeah, it's a good point. The ref will be nice to him. Oh, yeah. I awarded Messi a penalty.
Hey, Enrique, how you doing?
Team's
how
a little chippy.
Tell the kids, I stood 5 feet away from Messi when he scored a goal. Yeah. I called the penalty. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You got to be a little worried about that. But, okay, so first game up here, let's get into it. We were talking about the Philadelphia Phillies and the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brew Crew coming in relatively hot here. I think the Brewers are going to win this division. But one thing about this new baseball schedule, everybody's got to play tough teams all the time, and it's a lot of fun, actually. So teams get on a roll, and it's like, oh, wow, they're on a roll, and then, oh, they got to play Philadelphia now. Donnie, Philadelphia's dialed it up a notch going into the All-Star break and coming out of the break as well, winning 3 of 4. I used to bet against Nola earlier in the season because he just wasn't winning games, or they didn't win when he pitched. But they've won his last two starts here. Teran's numbers are starting to regress in a big-time manner here, Donnie. I'm not a Phillies fan, but I like the Phillies tonight.
Yeah, the reason why the Phillies are resurging right now is the starting pitching game, as you pointed out. Everybody was struggling to start the season. Taijuan Walker, when Ranger Suarez came back, Wheeler wasn't around, and neither was Nola. It's one of the better pitching staffs in baseball over the past 30 days. Now, they should get after Teheran, one of those guys that disappeared from baseball, came back this year out of nowhere, and was like a Cy Young award-winning candidate for like the first 5 to 6 starts he had. But he has come back down to earth, and he can't handle left-handed batters. That's going to be tough tonight. Warm, muggy conditions, wind blowing out the right field. You're going to want to look at Schwarber, Bryce Harper, but my favorite RBI prop guy tonight at a good price is Brandon Marsh. He's really done sensational against right-handed pitching. I know you like him, Cam, over the past 30 days.
I do.
What a great cheap acquisition for the Philadelphia Phillies, and he's playing them back in spades right now.
He's underrated, that guy.
He really is.
I've got a same-game parlay. I've got a bunch of same-game parlays tonight, actually. But we've got a same-game parlay for this, and this will be Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper over 1.5 total bases and the Philadelphia Phillies to win this baseball game. And we talked about Bryce Harper's numbers against Teheran. Unbelievable numbers. 19 for 47 in his career. 9 home runs, 21 RBIs, and 12 walks in his career. I just got to get a double out of this. We almost have to probably play a home run prop, too. Oh, rip a double, a couple of singles, Cam. Yeah, but wouldn't surprise. Dude, 9 home runs, 47 at-bats. That's a pretty frequent.
What's his home run price? What is it, like 3-1?
I don't know.
Donnie?
What's the updated number right now?
Yeah, let me check here.
Not part of your Dinger Tuesday package, Donnie?
Yeah, I thought you'd have Harper.
No, Dinger Tuesday is going to come from Baltimore today for us, boys. Harper plus 350.
Yeah, I was going to say, this should be. Well, you're going to the Grove. You're going to pick on my boy Michael Grove tonight.
Yeah, we're going to go to the Grove and pick all the fruit out of the Grove. Gabe, we're just going to pick and steal and say, see ya. It's free. That Grove is going to get absolutely destroyed tonight. Yeah, the Grove, empty.
Oh, Grove gave Grove gives up four runs, then pitches well. Then gives up four runs, then pitches well.
You're
He's
right.
He's coming off a giving up four runs performance. He's due to pitch well.
I don't know. Against Baltimore, the way they lost good. Last night. No.
You're getting the Dodgers weak link tonight. This is like, well, Syndergaard, but before, you know what I mean? Like, Grove is the guy that they have to throw up there, Donnie. So you're picking on my boy Grove here tonight? You like the Baltimore Orioles?
A little bit. I don't know if the Orioles win the game technically, but I do like Anthony Santander at that plus 320 price to hit home run. But also, Gabe, I do have two RBI props from a Dodgers side. Right-handed pitcher, the pitcher on the mound here, the right-hander for the Baltimore Orioles, he really struggles against right-handed batters. Mookie Betts and J.D. Martinez either hit a home run or get an RBI. Pretty solid there as well. Forget about the game itself. I would like to go over. Hot environment down there. Two really good lineups. They should let it rip tonight.
Yeah. And you know what? I think there should be runs in the first inning of this game, too.
Yeah, there will be.
In the first inning.
I like that.
Freddie Freeman's smoking hot right now.
He is.
He's crushing the baseball.
That lineup looks great.
Yeah, they're a top team to bet an under in.
It's like a pick'em. Yeah, I'll take run in the first inning. Sign me up. I'm in.
Is it a pick'em only to run in the first inning there?
Yep.
Yeah, there'll be a run in the first inning in that game, and there should be a run in the first inning in the Cincinnati game. What else do you like tonight, Donnie? What are you looking at on the diamond?
Yeah, a couple things to take a look at. The one thing I was interested in this morning, and the numbers change a little bit, the Mets are a little bit more of a favorite. I mean, how bad are the Mets right now? They're at home against the Chicago White Sox. They opened up as like a minus 111 this morning, which was actually hilarious to me. The Braves, I mean, they'll do damage at home as well. But if we're looking from a RBI perspective, going back to Chicago, Jamer Candelario tonight is priced around like a plus 195 to get an RBI. Hit a two-run shot last night. I think that makes a lot of sense as well. So a couple RBIs in there to take a look at. But I'm telling you, the one team you can look at on a night-to-night basis, they might not be very good. The Washington Nationals can put up runs when they're facing bad pitching. There's a lot of lefties on the mound tonight going up against Jamison Tyone. I think they're going to be able to hit him as well tonight and maybe even a little
bit. I was on the Nats yesterday, Donnie. I'm going right back to the well.
Great call.
The Nats are good. Like the have you seen Jamison Tyone's numbers, Gabe? He's been tying one on
against lefties, too.
He's awful. I'm going to take a Cubs 58%. I strongly disagree, computer. Give me the Nationals as a pooch tonight.
I'll pass on the National Cup game. I wish both of you
the
best luck.
You, Marantz,
the Nats,
I tell you to come to the beach with me with our metal detectors. You know what, Cam? I got a date. Don't worry about it.
I don't get brought in by peer pressure. Actually, I'm very good at just sort of ignoring.
I'm not afraid to bet on
you guys.
Bad
can do what you want to do.
And no offense, though, but Gabe, I'm right. Donnie, even if the Nationals lose, the Cubs should not be priced in that area. The Nationals beat them last night. Tyon's a gas can. Like, I'm not going to – maybe the over again in this game, too. Just saying. I'm taking the Nats.
Yep. I like where you're going.
All right, Donnie. What do you think, Donnie, of the San Diego Padre game against Alec Manoah and the Toronto Blue Jays? San Diego have lost 12 of their last 15 road games. Yep. And Blue Jays are hot. They've won 8 of their last 9 baseball games. Manoah looked good in his return. He had 8 strikeouts against the Detroit Tigers in that last start before the All-Star break. What do you think of tonight's game?
Look, if Alec Manoah can find somewhat of his form back from last year in that last start, I actually think the game is a legitimate chance to stay under 9. Takes 10 to beat you.
I agree.
Musgrove has been very good, but also from a San Diego perspective, I can't imagine the pressure they're actually playing under, particularly guys like Juan Soto, who are probably going to be on the move in the next 2 weeks here. This is one of those teams where if they lose like 2 more games, it might be a fire sale out there in San Diego. So it's one of those where you get a little bit nervous on taking a side for the Padres because they haven't been playing well. I just stick to the 9 and say, look, if I get, again, a decent start, not even a great one, a decent start out of Manoah, I'm going under tonight.
I've got to imagine as well, and I've known this, I've seen it. You got to believe that these plane rides with the San Diego, like they're just like stone cold silent.
Yeah.
Everybody's got headphones on. People are thinking, you know what, this really isn't like going the way we thought it was going to go. Xander Bogaerts is starting to talk more and more after every game. Like he's just frustrated. I think Soto is going to not be there. I think Soto turned down $440 million. They're not offering $440 million. I don't think they're going to offer him that much. So Soto's just going to go. I don't think Soto cares where he goes. I think Soto just wants to be the highest paid guy. And I brought it up the other day, Donnie. I get the feeling with Soto, he wants to be the guy. You know what I mean? I think he likes seeing like the Rodriguez's and the Vlad Jr., you know what I mean? Guys where it's sort of their teams. It's not his team. It's Tatis's team. It's Manny Machado's team. He's just sort of there.
And he was great in Washington
too.
Yeah, he was brought in to Kansas City.
Phenom.
Yep. I, he could be the man with the Royals.
Put him in Pittsburgh. Get him out in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, man. Good call, actually. I like that. Soto in Pittsburgh. Smooth.
If they have $450 million.
Yeah.
He put him in Oakland.
You're right.
Forget running backs in the NFL. You made a big mistake, Juan. You should have taken the money from Washington, bro.
Damn right.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, countdown to first pitch is on. Milwaukee and Philadelphia have not started yet. I don't really like picking on the Milwaukee Brewers. I just put a bet in last night for them to win a division, actually. But with that being stated, I think the Phillies are the play here tonight. Milwaukee coming off that series sweep against the Cincinnati Reds, kind of in a bad spot here tonight against a team that's trending upwards in the Philadelphia Phillies. Nola starting to get on track. You know, everybody's starting to get on track with this lineup. Very similar to last year. Philadelphia is a dangerous team. I think they're a playoff team, Cam. They're going to make the playoffs, Philadelphia. If you look at the playoff odds, the odds makers expect them to get in to the postseason. Somebody's got to drop out. They're on the outside looking in right now, but I think Philadelphia will. I like them tonight. And if you don't like Philadelphia and you're a little hesitant with Philadelphia, and I put that same game parlay in, if you're just joining us, the Philadelphia Phillies to win a game, Bryce Harper over 1.5 total bases, plus 155. $100 returns $255. But Bryce Harper came 19 for 47, bro, with 9 home runs against Turan. Got to play a Bryce Harper prop, even if you don't want to play the side of this game.
Yeah, I agree with your total bases. Also, I think Philadelphia, I don't like to lay $2. It's minus 198. How about a dance partner with the Atlanta Braves tonight against the D-backs? And that's to plus 132 in a two-game parlay. I think that's the way I'm going to attack it. I might take the Phillies on the run line, too.
I've been staying away from I haven't been playing too many parlays. I'd rather just same-game parlay than stretch it out into two. Mm-hmm. Right, I've been doing well with these plus money attack jobs. Look, last night we hit the plus 225 in the it was plus 175 that one. It was the Angels. Texas to win and under 10.5 at plus 175. You know, why stretch it out and worry about this baseball? It's hard enough to win one baseball game. These baseball games are so roller coaster like. I'd prefer just to like live and die with the same game parlay and move on, as opposed to doubling up. I'm not saying I never will again, but that's just been my recent attitude about it. And speaking of same-game parlays, we've got not one but two, Cam, for the Toronto Blue Jays game. So let's get started here.
I'll let you. This game scares me, so I'll let you be okay Blue Jay tonight. What do you got for me?
I've been telling people, and I said all last week, I told people coming out of the All-Star break, and in fact, I even placed a bet last night. I put a bunch of futures in last night, overnight, and I took the Toronto Blue Jays at plus 650 to win this division, Cam, even. I'm expecting the Blue Jays to go on a torrid pace and it just go on a big run here. And they already have started to, right? They were hot going into the break. They get the sweep. They've now won, 8 of their last 9 baseball games? Mm-hmm. They were 5-1 going into the break. They get the 3-game sweep against a good Arizona team. The mood in the clubhouse is perfect. The atmosphere around the team is perfect. Vladimir Guerrero winning the home run derby was perfect. He wins the home run derby. What happens? The guy hits a home run in his first at-bat back.
Exactly.
Right? It was pretty clear. He even said, this will get me going. It did. Boom. Mm-hmm. He hits a home run in his first bat. You got Manoa coming back here tonight. We got to hold our breath and hope for the best for Manoa because Manoa can really bring something. You got Ryu is ready to come back as well. So
yep. This
team's just getting healthier, more confident. They had some players that are like star players that really were kind of struggling earlier in the year, and yet they're still 12 games over 500. Tampa's played their best baseball so far this year. I think Baltimore are peaking a little too early. I think Baltimore are peaking now, and I think it's Toronto's turn, and I think it starts tonight. And I'll tell you what. Musgrove has been money. He's been awesome. He's been great. He hasn't been a problem for San Diego, But one guy, Cam, has hit him. Dalton Varsho.
Yep.
He's only faced him 11 times, but he's got four hits at 11 at-bats. So we're going to think outside the box with a Varsho over just one hit, you know, over 0.5, one hits. And this turns into a nice, big, robust plus 230 here. $100 returns $330. Blue Great Jays price. To win the game. Dalton Varsho to record at least one hit. And now we've got another one. It's another big, fat payday. With the Toronto Blue Jays, I like the Jays to win this game, but I still think Musgrove's going to strike out a bunch of Blue Jays tonight.
I agree.
So I have the Toronto Blue Jays to win the game. Joe Musgrove, over 5.5 strikeouts. $100 returns. Robust. Look at that, Cam. Big fat payday.
$450. Nice.
And the thing with that is, that's not improbable at all. All right, Musgrove needs to. Dude, Musgrove is a strikeout machine. I like Musgrove's strikeout prop over. He's going to strike out a bunch of Jays. The Jays strike out a lot. And
they do.
The Jays can win this game. And I'm getting plus 350. So between the plus 230, Cam, and the plus 350, I just need one of these to hit, which I think they will. And I'm going to have a very profitable start to the baseball night tonight.
Yes. Dude, see the Jays on the run line, too? It's not a bad price. Plus 1.5, minus 146. Like, that's the thing. If Manoah brings it, I like the under, too, Gabe. Nine runs is a lot with Musgrove and Manoah. I think it's going to be a lower scoring affair tonight. I know the weather's really nice here, very hot and humid, but I think it could stay under nine runs.
I'm not going to mess with the total. I do like you said, I think Manoah could go over a strikeout prop at 4.5. He struck out eight. He struck out eight in his return, and here it is. It's listed here. I was actually going to put Manoah in a same game parlay actually with Musgrove, but they froze it earlier today when I was making the pick for whatever reason. Like Musgrove over 5.5 strikeouts and Manoah over 4.5 strikeouts, guys, is plus 260. That's a damn good bet. It's not a bad bet for that price.
I agree. The price is nice.
Like the Blue Jays will strike out probably like 7-8 times. Musgrove will probably end up with 7 or 8 strikeouts, 9 maybe 7-8. I expect him to pitch well. I think Manoah will pitch well. I think Manoah's problem, Cam, was just mostly psychological and mechanical. I think they've got to figure it out. I think he'll be fine. San Diego do have good hitters, but they're struggling right now. And we're talking about a baseball team that's lost 12 of their last 15 games. They can't be happy now. You've lost 12 of 15. Now you gotta go to Canada. It's like, oh, guys, you guys got your passports? You know what I mean? Next thing you know, and it's going to take them forever to get through customs. And they got to go into Toronto tonight. And Toronto's, it's going to be a bunch of fans, very enthusiastic. They're just these are like passing ships in the night, Cam. San Diego is going towards like an iceberg in Newfoundland. And the Toronto Blue Jays are floating out to sea in the Caribbean right now.
Yeah, I like that. I want to be on the Blue Jays ship. We're partying, we're drinking, whereas these other guys got a leak. They got a real problem. San Diego's got a
problem. Oh, they got problems. They're 3-12 in the last 15 games. And like I said, it's grinding, and the road trip just never ends for them. So now it continues more. It's like, oh, God, we're just in Philadelphia. Now we got to go to Toronto. This sucks. Right?
Like, baseball is an individual sport, but San Diego, you can tell when you watch their games, they got bad body language. Like they're very cliquey, selfish. They don't seem like a unit to me. Like when you watch them, everybody's in their own little world. Like they're not a good team. They have good players.
I've been saying it all along because they're too rich.
Yeah, they're very rich.
It happens. It happens when you overpay players, right? You have to have a mix of like young, hungry players.
Too many alpha dogs on that team.
And you need guys like that's why they don't want to pay people like running backs in the NFL. Mm-hmm. You're better off getting some kid that's desperate to get paid than some dude that's already gotten paid. Right? That's the way they look at it, because you're gonna get more of an effort. Like who tries harder, the Baltimore Orioles or San Diego?
Oh, it's not even debatable. Right? The Orioles, they grind.
Yeah, or Cincinnati or San Diego.
I would probably say better. Any team in the league. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm just
almost
stating
everybody.
Like, not everybody, but I'm just saying, like, they're rich. So what do you want me to do? Everyone's like, I do my job, so what do you want me to do?
It's not Kansas City's fault. They suck. Pittsburgh doesn't have the talent. Like, I would say for talent, for result and effort, San Diego's at the bottom of the barrel. I don't care, even if you don't have team, you can't be this bad with the guys that you have on that team. It's ridiculous. And their pitching's not bad. You got Musgrove and Snell and other guys. Like, it's ridiculous.
No, they've gotten good pitching. In fact.
Yeah.
No, their pitching's been good. That's what's really baffling, right? It's just not meant to be. There's some teams, Cam, it's just not meant to be. They're one of those teams where it's not meant to be. We talked about it with Soto. Soto wants to get paid. He wants to get paid big money. And if you're San Diego, you're going to say, you know what? We just had this kid, and we didn't win. And we're paying all these guys big money, and we didn't win. So I don't think the owner, as rich as he is right now, is in a big hurry to say, yeah, let's give this Soto kid, that seems to be miserable every day anyways, $450 million just to make him happy. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, I think, like I said, I get the feeling Soto's thinking, I don't really, Soto never chose to go there. He got traded there.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that, right? Like, people, like, he never signed there. He got traded there. So everyone thinks, oh, it's Washington. So nice and all this.
You're right. He should have took the bag and stayed in Washington. He was doing good there. That's the thing about certain players, Gabe. You know this in all sports. You play for not a team that's that good, but you're the man. That's the thing. That's what Soto was. He was the man in Washington. He was the kingpin.
He already won, Cam. He won as a kid already, too. So, like, he's played in the playoffs, and he already won. So he already has, in his mind, he's like, well, I've already won before, and I just got to get paid. But my whole deal with that is I don't think there's one team in baseball that's going to offer him as much money as the Nationals did at that time.
Yep.
It's a lot like a lot of these players in the modern era, they're gambling on themselves and they're losing. Like Saquon Barkley, Cam's a good example. Like, he's getting $10 million franchise tag now. They offered him $14 million a year. He said no. So it's like, dude, so you wanted, they offered you 14. You say no. Now you're forced to take 10. You should have taken the 14. Look at Melvin Gordon. The Chargers offered Melvin Gordon, Cam, like $36 million for 3 years, $12 million a year. He felt insulted. The guy made like $550,000 last year to be like, you know what I mean? Like, he's out of the league, essentially. Yeah, you could have, like, he won with the Chiefs. He didn't even play. Remember he made a joke about it? He goes, I didn't do anything, but they gave me a ring anyways. Like,
that's the thing.
Take the money in today's day and age, Cam. Somebody offers you. That's why DeAndre Hopkins was smart with Tennessee. $26 million? Yeah, I'll take it. You got to take the money in today's day and age.
I was even listening to Pharrell and, like, everybody else at the network, and they're like, oh, you know, the Giants aren't paying. The guy's been hurt his whole career. So what? What is he really, like, honestly? What is Barkley's a great player, but he's always banged up. He had.
I wouldn't bend over anymore for him either, Kevin. I even like
$14 million, man. You take the bag. That's a good chunk of change. I agree with you.
He's been there 4 years. He's had one good year.
Yes, exactly.
It's like, all right, last year you caught a play and didn't get hurt. Like,
this guy's like the next coming. It's like, no, he's a great back, but he's hurt all the time. He had one fantastic year. I agree with you. If you're going to offer 14, you take it. I can get hurt.
You know what's funny too, Cam? You hear people, oh, without Barkley, Daniel Jones sucks. Barkley's never there. What do you mean? Daniel Jones been playing without Barkley for 4 years.
He has.
You know what I mean? Like,
we agree.
Like, trust me. And I'll tell you what, too. Barkley's got to realize, and I could tell him this, Brian Daboll doesn't care about you. Brian Daboll is one of these coaches that doesn't like running backs. He is this new I don't even like running backs. I think you're disposable.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we got a lot of plays here. Cam's got a same game parlay. I think I've got another one as well coming up here with the game is starting in a couple of minutes. Let's start off with Cam's same game parlay. What do you got, Cam?
I also agree with Donnie with Santander tonight, but I'm going to keep it simple. I like the Baltimore Orioles tonight. Gabe, sorry, I'm going into your grove and stealing all your fruit and leaving and not coming back. I like Baltimore tonight, and I like Tyler Wells to get over 4.5 strikeouts plus 121. Simple. I could have added Santander for big money just to even to record a hit or 1.5 bases, but give me the Orioles tonight and Wells to get over 4.5 strikeouts. Plus money.
I would say may the winners be yours, but I really just can't endorse this as a Dodger fan.
No, you can't. That's your business. I know. That's your business.
And I'm convinced that the Orioles are overrated and are going to start losing. So,
and I think
the Dodgers.
They won
the Dodgers,
8 games in a row.
Come on. Until they lost to the Dodgers last night.
Off a grand slam. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're going to lose again tonight. Grove gets it done. Oh. Dodgers offense does enough to get it done. Give me a run in the first inning in that game, Cam. Run in the first inning of the Dodgers. And so Dodgers and Baltimore, give me a run in the first inning. Give me Mookie Betts over 1.5 total bases. Freddie Freeman over 1.5 total bases. And J.D. Martinez over 1.5 total bases. Give me the Cleveland Guardians to beat the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's just a pick'em game, minus 110. You know the Guardians are 6-0 in Logan Allen's last six starts. And the Pirates don't win when Keller pitches. He's a good pitcher, but the Pirates just don't win. The Pirates are tanking here. Like, their season's imploded. It's over for them. And even though I don't know how the Guardians do it, Francona's a great manager, but they hang around. So give me the Guardians to beat the Pirates. Give me a run in the first inning of the Dodgers and the Orioles. Mookie Betts over 1.5 total bases. Freeman over 1.5 total bases. And J.D. Martinez over 1.5 total bases. We gave it a same-game parlays for the Toronto Blue Jays. We'll recap some of these picks on the other side. Love Lucas Giolito's over out prop tonight. Total outs for Lucas Giolito tonight's a great prop that we'll share on the other side.